Hello, Beck Hill here, one half of A Problem Squared. Just to let you know that, unfortunately, we don't have an episode today. Yeah, I'm very sorry about that. This is my fault. I am currently in the States, Matt is currently not, and we had one moment where we could try and sync up our time zones and record this episode, and I got food poisoning. So was not able to do anything, and we haven't been able to line up another time yet. So we decided what we're going to do is release two episodes of I'm a Wizard, which is our bonus podcast that we release normally only to Patreon supporters, so that you can all listen to it and have something to enjoy. We really do apologize. Our next episode will come out in 2 weeks, as usually scheduled. So thank you so much for your patience. Any Patreon listeners listening, we really appreciate your support, and we will release not only the I'm a Wizard episode that you are due this month, but we will at some point do a bonus one for you as well, just to say thanks and ensure that you don't miss out. So thank you very much for your understanding, everyone. We hope that you enjoy this little bit of silliness anyway, and have a wonderful 2 weeks until we see you next. Bye.
I am a wizard. I am a wizard.
I am a wizard.
I am a wizard.
We thought it might be nice to provide an extra bit of content for those of you who have gone above and beyond in making this podcast possible on Patreon. And so, okay, well, Beck, what is I'm a Wizard? Because you introduced me to this.
Yeah, so I'm a Wizard is, it's a bit like Would You Rather, but it's more like you, there's one thing that you would like and then you're provided with a caveat. So it's almost like a curse spell rather than a would you rather. So as an example, I'll start us off easy.
Okay.
And then listeners will find out. So I'm a wizard.
Rightio.
And I will give you £1,000,000.
Oh.
Just magic that up. £1,000,000.
Sounds good.
But.
Oh, there are strings. Okay.
Yeah. Yep. But. If you take £1,000,000, your ears will stretch out 1 meter on either side of your head.
Oh, okay. Now, hang on. Is it a one-time payment of £1,000,000?
Yes.
And am I allowed to use a percentage of that on corrective surgery?
You can, but because it's never been done before, you might lose your hearing.
Oh, okay, okay. And when you say stretch out 1 meter... That's 1 meter in each direction. So my width is now 2 meters.
Yeah. And it's just the width. Like, it's the same sized ears.
That's
like...
what I was going to ask. Are they is it a scale increase? Or are they literally just wide? Like, it's like they're just like a stick coming out of each side of...
You look like the letter T.
Got it. And is that to... No, you can use like to scale. Like, imagine if you stretched an ear out in Photoshop just in one direction.
Yeah.
Or is it like just the fleshy outer bit has been extended?
No, it's like Photoshop. So that's why it's a bit dangerous if you try and have them.
Got it. Right. And that means that I couldn't like let them hang low and like flip them over my shoulder or something. There's no like.
No, there's cartilage.
Oh, right. So they stick out 1 meter in each direction. Oh,
yeah. It's actually like really hard for you to get through doors unless you go sideways.
That's what I'm worried about.
Yeah.
I am not going to accept the $1 million if my ears have to be 1 meter in each direction.
All right, there you go.
There you are. And that's how I'm a Wizard works.
Yeah.
Although, speaking of that, Beck, I'm a Wizard.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Very similar to the previous Wizard. I'm going to offer you £500,000 a year every year for the rest of your existence.
Uh-huh.
Except... your knees now go the other way.
so they're like the back of a like a horse leg, or I'm trying to think of like a dog leg. I can't remember how legs just, work on animals.
They're just the other way around. So the kneecap is on the back and the leg folds up.
Oh, like an emu or an ostrich. They kind of go backwards, don't they?
I think so, do they? Yeah, yeah. So same as a human knee, mm-hmm. but somewhere on your leg, before you get to the knee, everything flips around the other way and then reverses again underneath. So your foot's still normal.
Oh, okay. So my foot still faces forward. So arguably, I can't walk is what you're saying.
Well, you can. So if you stand still, you look normal. But walking is going to be a whole new style because your hips still go the same way. Everything just curls forward now. instead of alternating as you go down the leg.
But then you'd have to completely relearn how to walk because your feet are made to carry the balance. Like your feet stick out forwards.
Yeah.
To help balance because your knees bend forwards.
Oh, yeah. No, don't, I'm not. Yeah, I'm saying it's definitely a hindrance in walking.
But I get a pretty decent salary.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. £500,000 a year.
I feel like if my knees bent backwards and I taught myself how to walk, but considering how weird that would look, like I'd be like doing a dinosaur impression, I could probably make more money than £500,000 a year just by being that person that's on the news and stuff. I'll have a Channel 4 documentary. I'll be in movies.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, there are no stipulations about... You're allowed to profit from your backwards knees.
Yeah.
I should also flag up, just in the interest of full disclosure, sitting becomes a bit of a novelty. And so you're going to need to make a lot of money for, like, if you want to go on an aircraft, because your legs don't neatly fold down anymore.
Yeah, but they fold up. That's even easier.
They fold up. Yeah, yeah, they go straight up in front of the seat in front of you. Oh, yeah. No worries there.
Yeah, I could actually sit much more comfortably on a flight. I mean, we're starting to talk myself into it way more.
It's just win-win.
When I think about the amount of times my knees get in the way.
Not anymore.
Baths would be easier. Yoga. I mean, yeah, I don't know. I think I'd, like my friends and stuff, would they be like, oh, your knees go backwards now? Like, would they have known me prior to the knee reversal?
Yeah, yeah, it's an abrupt change. It's not like you were always the backward knees person.
Oh, well, I would definitely become like one of those people who's like, oh, she's had a challenge, but look at her push on and be like so brave. I'd be one of them.
So you're going to go for the sympathy angle?
No. No, complete opposite of sympathy angle. I'd be like, I'm a fierce...
Oh, you're an inspirational figure.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm taking it.
Done, done. Backwards knees, $1 million Aussie dollars a year.
All right.
So I hope that was worth everyone's extra Patreon support.
Also, if anyone has any that they would like us to pose to one another or just to both of us, please do pop it in the Patreon and we'll bring it in.
It needs to be not cash for body disfigurement. I mean, there are other options.
Yeah, yeah. We went in like really, really harsh there, but we'll get more creative as we go along.
Oh, let's hope so. All right. And anyway, and genuinely, thank you very much for your support. We appreciate you making the podcast possible.
I am a wizard. I am a wizard.
Welcome to I'm a Wizard, the bonus podcast that comes along with A Problem Squared.
So this is different.
Yeah, we're in real life.
We're in the same room. This yes. is terribly exciting.
Yeah, I can see your face.
You know what I'm finding difficult? Is
you can smell me, unfortunately.
That's why I'm leaning back. No, the thing is, you're right next to me, but then Lauren, the producer, is on the laptop. In front of me. And I'm so used to when I record these podcasts, looking ahead at the laptop. Then I'm like, no,
we're forgetting
Beck's
to look at each other.
Beck's over there.
To be fair, it's nice that Lauren's providing a break. I feel like it would be far too much eye contact. I can't handle that.
Yeah, how weird.
This is nice.
It is nice.
Yeah.
You're not in a cupboard. I'm in a different office.
Yes. You're in your proper big office.
Proper big office.
The big... evil genius fireplace.
You reckon that's a evil fireplace?
Well, it is if you're here.
I mean, has it been the background of some of my people who watch all my videos might have seen it.
Can we put a photo on Patreon?
We'll put a photo on Patreon.
And they can, and you lovely Patreon listeners can decide if it's evil or not.
I mean, one of the first things you did was mime a villain leaning against it.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been expecting you as you were swirling an imaginary glass of
yeah,
scotch. Also. Oh, good, yeah. Scotch. I got scotch from the mime.
Brandy, maybe.
I get my first guess was brandy, as you
cognac.
Know, and you were
that's
like, nah.
The cognac is the evil,
the
you know, love child of brandy and whiskey, isn't
what
it?
What was the terrible liquor I bought in Edinburgh?
All of it.
No, I remember I bought some. I think it might have been cognac or something like that. Where I was like, oh, it's a classy.
Oh,
do you remember this?
Yeah.
I probably tried to offer you some when you came to visit where I was staying in Edinburgh.
Yeah, I don't think I drank. I don't think I
it
drank
was awful.
Any. And that's saying something because you know that I will eat or drink anything.
You'll give it a go.
I'll give it
this
a go.
This was terrible. I think the novelty of the name. I was like, oh, I've never had. Let's go with cognac. And we're in like this Victorian place.
But it was like a knockout. It was like Cognac, because it's double G or something. All right, yeah. That's what robots drink. That silence isn't dead air, by the way. That's Matt refusing to respond to that pun.
I'm refusing to respond. Like, I missed the subtlety because I hadn't really paid attention.
Oh, there's no subtlety there. Oh, okay. It's just got the word cog in it.
Cog, that's what it is. Cognac.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, wow. We should go back to recording
sound of
separately.
Matt shuffling papers like a newsreader to denote.
Meanwhile.
Okay, Beck, let's move
no,
on.
No.
There's nothing on the paper,
great.
Though. It is blank paper that he is.
It's potential.
Yeah, I wouldn't know
it's
this if
we
were in
page.
Separate rooms. I'm sorry, I'm talking over the top of you as well. This is
great.
Yeah.
And now we can't blame the lag of the internet connection.
No, we can't.
And we've muted our producer, so we are away. Yeah. We've left the chat open, so she can yell at us in all caps if she chooses. but no, this is exciting. And I've got some big news now that we're back in the same room together.
What's your big news?
So I thought I should be in person to say this, that I am actually a wizard.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
See, now you've said this a lot in the past, but I've not believed you because we've been in separate rooms.
But now you can look me in my wizardy eyes.
Yeah, do you know what? And I'm getting lost.
That's it. Because they're massive.
You're like sources.
Freak spell incident in my early days. Don't mess with eyes until you've got a bit more experience under your belt, is what I'm trying to say. So anyway, I, as a wizard, now honed, I thought I'd offer you, again, as you've noticed from the size of my eyes, into body mod. Wizarding. I'm going to offer you an extra pair of arms.
Okay.
You do a lot of writing.
Yeah.
A lot of crafting.
It would be handy for crafting.
I'm like.
Literally handy.
Literally handy. It'll be. So just two spare hands. They kind of come out lower down. Mm-hmm. Oh, do you remember did you play Mortal Kombat?
Oh, yeah.
What was the name of the.
Goro.
Goro. It's a Goro arrangement.
Goro is what you would call someone called Gordon in Australia.
Hey, Goro.
Hey, it's Goro.
Goro's finally
high
here.
20.
I can offer you the Goro upgrade, as it's known in the whiz biz. There you go.
Oh, okay.
Extra pair of arms, handy around the house.
I do like that.
The only minor drawback.
Oh, no. What is I have to adjust all my clothing?
Well, that too. There's some clothing adjustments.
A lot. Arguably every single one of my tops.
Yeah, but you've only got to put two additional
and
holes
jumpers.
In them. Or if you got very baggy, you could.
I get cold arms, though.
If you want anything long sleeve, you're right. You'd have to wear.
A lot of alterations. All my coats. We're in Britain. If this was Australia, it'd be all right.
Okay. What if.
There's already a downside to this.
What if the arms can appear and disappear as required?
Oh, that's nice. I can retract them.
Yeah, you can retract them. So if you need them for crafting, foom.
Yep.
Goro.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't need them? Shoom. Regular
that's
back.
That's nice.
There you go.
It does mean that if I ever do crafting, I have to be topless.
Or you just have your crafting outfit.
Okay.
With the extra sleeves.
I get, yeah, no.
And then you're in business.
Sense. Yeah. When I retract them, do they just sort of like, my body looks normal. They don't retract like if you brought in the two fingers on a rubber glove. Like you just end up.
They're not hollow for a star. And they're not just like, actually, you know what? They just pin to your side. I say retract. It's like when you put your arms into your t-shirt as a kid. Is that, right? But the arms.
No one can put their arm inside it like a glove.
No. You cannot. No one else can put their arm into the inverse cavity. From the Goro bonus arms falling inside you.
All right.
The only mild downside is that the arms are deeply sarcastic.
Okay.
So, like, if someone's telling you something really serious, right, they might pop out and do, like, the Home Alone or, like a big exaggerated yawn mime. So it's worth bearing in mind.
Yeah, no, that's nice. But also, if I'm wearing normal clothes for this.
Yeah. They'll just make their way out of.
They're just coming out the top.
No, you're
at the top of my neck hole.
Like if someone's giving you a really nice gift and you're like really emotional and you're thanking them, they might just flip them off from just like popping out the bottom of the shirt.
I would do that regardless.
That's true. They might blend right in.
I think I would find that really funny. I think that's a. Do you know what? I actually think that's more of a selling point.
Oh, really?
The downside was the fact that I'd have to work out the logistics of. Having extra arms.
As a wizard, I think I'd get better at guessing
what you will find the taxing or problematic aspect of something.
Yeah. No, I like the sarcasm. I think that because, I mean, can I tell people, sorry, the arms are just really sarcastic?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny.
But there's no turning it off. There's just explaining.
Yeah. If anything, that makes a funny sketch just with two arms. If you
that's
do a
true.
Serious,
my, yeah.
Pretend you're doing a serious story, but you explain to the audience, I'm really sorry, but my arms are very sarcastic.
You're so sarcastic.
And then you try and tell a really, really personal tale.
The arms.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so you want the sarcastic Goro arms.
Yeah, thank
done.
You.
I shall bestow upon you the Goro arms of sarcasm. Gramasm.
Gram. Oh, yeah. Careful how you say that.
Oh, yeah. And there's the miss.
Yeah. Let's not go into other uses of these arms. Yeah. No, that's really cool. That's nice.
You're welcome.
I can't believe I didn't think of just doing that for myself because get this, I'm a wizard.
No.
I know.
Likewise. Yeah. I didn't believe you.
Surprised you didn't pick up on it earlier. I'm wearing a pointy hat.
That's true. And I've been meaning to bring that up. Like, it's, I feel like as a wizard, I thought it was just hugely insensitive. Like, you're mocking my culture.
Oh, yeah.
As a, you're like,
the cultural like, appropriation.
Yeah, yeah. You look like Merlin from Sword in the Stone.
Yeah.
The Disney animated.
I've got a beard and everything.
Exactly, you do. Well, you know, you never know when's the right time to bring this up.
Well, everyone changed like, over lockdown,
I'm like,
didn't they?
I haven't seen Beck in a while, so maybe she's growing a beard.
No, that's fair.
Maybe she's doing a bit.
I mean, it's always a...
Always. Yeah. It's always a possibility.
So
you could have gorged yourself a long time ago is what you're trying to say.
Yeah, and I didn't, and that was silly of me.
Oversight.
So I'm glad that you came in. But I thought in return to thank you for this gift that...
You took with open...
Yeah.
Open arms.
Open arms. Open arms. Thank you.
Thank you.
When we were driving in to... can I say your location?
You may, yes.
Yeah, when we're driving into Godalming.
It's a matter of public record. I live in a small town.
You
I drove you
me
into
Godalming. And you drove me into Godalming.
It was a bus replacement service otherwise.
And I was like,
welcome back.
Yeah. I will have a personalized pickup service. When we were... coming in, I noticed that there was signs for helipads and stuff. And you mentioned that you've seen quite a few helicopters
around here. Yeah.
And, you know, my theory is it's there's some nice places around here. Maybe there's like, you know, millionaires who
getting
left to do golf. You know, the really responsible way of spending your money. And I thought that actually maybe you would find it useful to have a helicopter.
Oh.
You got one of those. It's like the Tesla of helicopters. You know, it's pretty, do you know what? Let's go even better. I'm a wizard. Why not?
It is
like completely carbon neutral.
If it's like a battery.
If anything, electric
helicopter.
It takes the carbon out of the air. It like
runs by absorbing carbon. Oh my goodness. That's exciting.
Carbon dioxide. And then
that's a real challenge because batteries are so heavy. Having some kind of electric aircraft, big problem. So that's amazing.
I know that.
You could have solved this the whole time.
Obviously.
Yeah, wow.
I did know that. And it's like, you know, you can learn to fly it if you want, or you can, or it has like a autopilot thing.
Enhanced autopilot.
Yeah, exactly.
Love it.
Doing all that.
Yep. I'm in.
Yeah, it's changing the atmosphere to output clean air.
If anything, I'd feel guilty not flying around in it.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. But if it's got advanced autopilot, I can just leave it running.
Yeah.
If I'm not going anywhere, it can just hover above my house.
Well, the thing is.
Oh, what?
You might want to hold off from doing that all the time.
I don't know. I can't see any downsides.
Because for every 10 minutes.
Every 10 minutes? Right. There's flying.
It decapitates a bird.
Right. Okay. Now.
Wherever you go, there's
questions here. Is it decapitating the birds? Using its own blades, or is there like is it like carbon offsetting? There's a separate bird decapitation factory. You're like, sorry, bird, Matt just popped down the shops.
Ka-chunk. Oh, yeah. No. It's like the birds fly into the propellers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
and there's no way around it. Anything that you try, I mean, I'm a wizard and I haven't found a way to stop
it
from doing it.
So it just kind of draws in birds.
Yeah, they
get
around
it.
Sucked into the airflow or whatever.
On average, one. Is it like every 10 minutes?
Every 10 minutes.
Or is it like on average? It's about 6 an hour.
No, it's every 10 minutes.
Boom, I can set
my
okay,
it's
right.
It's more like on average once every 10 minutes.
Well, okay, so I can't like do all 9 minute journeys and just like slide under there.
No.
That would have. I did some filming with bees, right? And we had a.
They were really struggling to hold the camera.
They were. The bee unit was terrible.
Hey! Do you make that joke in the video?
No, but everyone behind the scenes got sick of me saying, have we got enough B-roll yet?
Nice.
Good times.
Yeah.
We had a drone.
Of course you did.
For filming.
Yeah.
Not a bee drone. A
decapitated drone. The bees.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So the drone, we got it out too soon. And it turns out the bees do not appreciate a giant buzzing thing.
No kidding.
However, in BV drone wins the vast majority of the time. And so we flew the drone of it and bees went for it, but then they just get
mashed
in the...
Oh, this is awful.
It's a terrible... I felt terrible.
I can't believe that this something such a similar situation happened.
I know. When you said it, I'm like, I already have a calibration point for how I would feel when that happens.
If you told me that story earlier, I would absolutely not have pitched
it's too
this.
Soon.
It's too soon.
No, it's okay. So anyway, that was a bit traumatic.
Yeah, I bet you had to get rid of the drone pretty quick.
We got rid of the drone pretty quick. I felt bad because someone had lent us their bees.
Maybe that's why the bees
and
are disappearing.
And we blended them. Yeah.
Too many content creators gone around.
Exactly. Getting drone shots.
Mm-hmm.
I felt pretty bad. Now, I don't know how you scale up. Is this empathy or am I just guilt from a bee to a bird? I don't know if it's the length or the surface area or the volume that guilt scales with. But even if it's merely length, I would feel pretty bad with 6 birds an hour going into my... And I don't think it could be taking out enough carbon from the air that there's a net environmental gain. Like, I don't think it's going to solve global warming sufficiently such that more birds survive.
What if the birds are pigeons or seagulls?
Oh, see, now I don't want to be... No, even I still feel bad. Yeah. Even the worst birds.
Yeah. I'm not saying they're the worst birds. I'm just saying they're probably
the ones. You heavily
implied
that.
In some areas, maybe there's too many birds.
They're pests.
And I'm a bird lover. I bloody love a bird.
So even if it's culling surplus birds.
Yeah.
Like even if I'm like, okay, but can I hire it out to like a chicken? What's a chicken abattoir? Like places where, I'm just saying there are places where, and you know me, I don't even eat chicken, right?
That's even worse.
I know, but I can't even think of a...
Matt, you're coming off real bad at this, I'm a wizard.
Not,
Matt, killer of bees, and happy to hire out.
No, you're right. I don't want to enable, I'm not saying I want to enable the machinery of suffering that is the chicken industry.
In some areas, pigeons and seagulls are like rabbits in Australia. You know, like they are actually diminishing what is part of the ecosystem.
Yeah, exactly. They're an introduced species. And
but
they...
no, you're like, hey, why not give this equipment?
Anyway, I'm just...
Bird murderers. Birders.
I don't want to be in bed with birderers. So
guess what? You are one.
It's so easy.
Dun, dun, dun. You know what? I'm using my wizarding to put you in jail.
No.
You can't hurt anyone.
We all know the wizard rules. I'm gonna have to confiscate your hat if you carry on like that. I can't do it. I'm going to have to. Thank you. I'd love the electric.
I think you can't
helicopter.
Do it purely because it will turn you evil.
Exactly. It's a slippery slope.
It's like the ring for Frodo.
It is like the ring.
Like when you start doing it, you're like, I could use this to kill
I use
chickens.
It once or twice. And then when a seagull nicks my ice cream, I'm like, just you wait, seagull.
Yeah.
Coming back with my bird
That's
murdering
a nice
helicopter.
Callback.
Thank you.
To a proper
problem
episode.
Squared law. Yeah, yeah. There you go. Anyway, so thanks, but no thanks.
Mm. That's good. That was a test and you passed.
Just.
I am a wizard.
I am a wizard.